Welcome back to After Hours. What you're listening to is a Chinese fellow playing a very interesting instrument. And whenever I see that or hear that, I have to go to my dear friend and the source of most of the information I've ever gotten about China, my friend Julie Ma, who heads the Chinese Fine Arts Society. Julie, what was that playing?
That was actually the horsehead fiddle with the instrument. And if you went a little later in the track, which maybe we can do later today, the other sound that you hear, which you think is another instrument, is actually a technique called Mongolian throat singing.
I've heard of throat singing. I've had a guy on this show named Sid Yiddish, who is a throat singer, and it almost scared me. But what I've heard on this is just beautiful. Julie, welcome to the show, and thanks for getting in touch, because I'm not as attuned to Chinese New Year. I should be by now, because you and I have sort of, if not celebrate, we have celebrated this time of year for many years together on the radio. It is, Chinese New Year is coming up. The exact date, is it not, is February 5th, right?
That's the first day.
That is the first day. But when you go, ladies and gentlemen, as you should, to ChineseFineArts.org, you'll get this wonderful schedule of different events. There's a celebration on February 2nd at the Art Institute in Maggie Daly Park. Julie, how hard is it for you? You do this every year, and you put together what I think is just a remarkable series of events, some of them musical, some of them dance, all of them geared to enlighten people about the Chinese New Year. How hard is it for you to keep doing this?
You know, it's an effort, but it's definitely a joyful effort. We have an amazing community of performers in this city that at all different levels, from members of the Silk Road Ensemble that tour with Yo-Yo Ma, to people that practice once a week on their instruments while they have day jobs that keep them busy the rest of the time. And during Chinese New Year, we have opportunities to showcase the full range of these performers across the city. And we're so fortunate because there are so many major cultural institutions that have now embraced this time of year to celebrate Chinese culture and our 5,000-year cultural heritage.
And one of the other things I love about Chinese New Year is when you know, if I were doing a show about, oh, it's a New Year's Eve, and you do a show about, oh, there are a bunch of drink specials and a bunch of rip-offs at various restaurants, you have explained to me, and I wish you would to the listeners too, Chinese New Year is a very meaningful celebration. It involves, in many ways, cleaning up your life, correct?
That's a very good way of putting it. It's the holiday itself is a two-week celebration in China, where every day of the holiday you have something special that you do. One day you go visit your ancestral graves, one day you go visit your relatives, certain days you stay at home and just stay very quiet. But leading up to the holiday, as you said, it's the time for just cleaning up your life. And
right.
This is because Chinese people are very superstitious,
mm-hmm.
and believe very much in good luck and also in bad luck.
Yeah.
So the idea of cleaning everything up is that you hopefully sweep all of the bad luck out of your life. So you clean your house, you get your hair cut, you pay your bills, you collect on your debts, and you just try and do everything you can to start the year with a fresh start at the beginning of the new year. And then on the first day of the new year, you do everything you can to scare away any bad luck that might still be lurking around and thinking about coming back to you. So you have lion dancers, and you have drums, and you make a loud noise, and you set off firecrackers, and you do all of these things to scare away the bad luck. so that your year is set up to have a very good start.
Yeah, I love the symbolism of it all. And, you know, when people have seen those, you know, I guess, Julie Ma, the most familiar image that people have of Chinese New Year is the you know, sort of the dragons, those beautifully colorful dragons and other monsters that walk down the streets in Chinatown and other places. Your mom, your dear mom, founded the Chinese Fine Arts Society in 1984 with the express purpose of doing what you're doing now, to sort of spread in a kind of joyful, enlightening way the many, many aspects of Chinese culture.
Yes, the Chinese Fine Arts Society was founded, as you said, by my late mom in 1984. And our mission is to promote understanding and awareness of Chinese culture through music, dance, and the visual arts. And one of the things that is somewhat unique about the Chinese Fine Arts Society is it's very much a outreach and a cultural exchange type of mission. So it's Chinese culture, not just for the Chinese community, although, of course, that's very important, but also creating opportunities for our the community at large to celebrate the holiday with us.
Sure.
And one of the things that's been really wonderful over the last few years is Mayor Emanuel once wanted to make the city very China-friendly, and he signed an agreement with the Chinese Ministry of Culture to bring cultural performances from China here every year with the idea of, again, sort of showing the latest and greatest and the best and the brightest of Chinese performers, even in China, and showcasing them here, and then also giving our local artists the opportunity to perform as well.
Yeah,
and so I think that it's been very successful. The city has really become a very China-friendly city, especially during Chinese New Year.
Well, we will go through, after we take a little commercial break in about 3 minutes, go through the various events, such as the matinee performance of the China National Peking Opera Company, which is Thursday, February 7th. Again, you can get all the information you need at ChineseFineArts.org. Information about these events, all of which you might think about availing yourself of. Now, the New Year's they all have a name, and they're all based on like an animal. Why, Julie Ma? Why is that? I know you've told me over the years, but I always seem like, oh, my God, year of the pig. This is the year of the pig. And I know there was a year of the rabbit, and there was a year of this. Remind me of that tradition, that ancient tradition.
The year is based on a 12-year cycle,
right?
The Chinese zodiac cycle. It's 12 years. Each year has an animal representing it. And then the people that are born in that year are supposed to have certain characteristics based on their animal year. And so this year is the year of the pig. It's supposed to be, the people that are born in the year of the pig are fortunate and they're prosperous and they're, I wouldn't say lazy, but good luck comes to them. And so they're able to have a lot of success in life. And people are very happy when they have children that are born in the year of the pig because of that.
Because they think they can go out and buy a lottery ticket and they will win. It is sort of like, you know, astrological signs in the Western world, I suppose. But I'm always fascinated by it. I always look up to make sure that I was born in the correct year. I'm on the phone with Julie Ma, who runs the Chinese Fine Arts Society, which the big time of the year is right now, beginning this coming Saturday and going through the following week. But they have programs all year long. I have seen a number of them and spent some time in a basement on the west side watching young girls dance, and it's an amazing thing. So, Julie, if you'll hang on for a few minutes, you and I can then, and thanks so much for coming on, hear a little bit more music that you sent me, and we will go through this calendar of events of the celebration of Chinese New Year 2019 one by one by one. And if you've been listening to Julie Ma, she's so passionate that she will make you want to go. I will tell you before you get... you've always been like that. Don't kid me. Before we get to commercials, I'll tell you that coming up way after these commercials, the Stories That Matter with Roger Bettish from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. We'll be back in a couple minutes with Julie Ma. That's really, really lovely. Julie Ma keeps sending me these tunes, as she has done every year. Some years you've had the young performers come in and play. Julie, what was that?
It was the Mongolian lute.
Oh.
And again, it's one performer. He's just remarkable, and I'm so happy that we will have him at several of our events this season, as we have in the past few years.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. Okay, Julie Ma of the Chinese Fine Arts Society, let's go through these various events. It seems to get more detailed every year. On Saturday, February 2nd, there are events taking place from 1 to 4:30 at the Art Institute, and then the Lantern Procession will begin at 5 p.m., I know much of this, but I like to play dumb on the show, Julie. So what is the Lantern Procession?
So lanterns are a big part of Chinese New Year. It's something, again, to ward off bad luck. People hang red lanterns all through the Chinese New Year season. And we started this event last year, and it was so much fun that we decided to try and do it again, even though the weather could be a little bit cold.
No, but it's not. I'm serious. This Saturday, Julie, I got to tell you, this Saturday it's supposed to be 50 degrees. I know that sounds bizarre, but it's going to be comparatively beautiful out. So don't even worry about that.
I'm really hoping that the weather will turn as predicted. It's gone from a prediction of 15 degrees to 50 in the last few days.
So these weather people don't know what they're talking about.
But it's a wonderful procession where we provide a lot of lanterns. People can also bring their own. And we have the Lion Dancers start us right across the street from the modern wing of the Art Institute, because, as you mentioned, there will be events going on at the Art Institute all day. But then we hope that everybody will come out the modern wing exit, come across the street, and join the procession. And then our lion dancers will take us across through Millennium Park over to Maggie Daly to the skating ribbon.
Yeah.
Where we have figure skaters from Figure Skate Chicago, as well as from McFetridge. They'll be doing just dancing or skating with Chinese dance costumes ribbons and fans. It's just a beautiful sight.
Yeah, it sounds.
And then there will be art making. There will be some food from Furama. It's just going to be a really fun event.
Sounds
amazing.
It's
a wonderful way to kick off Chinese New Year.
And then you have on Tuesday, February 5th, at the Chicago Cultural Center, the citywide Chinese New Year kickoff. What goes on there? You have a bunch of performances going on there, don't you?
Yes, it's a one-hour event. We hope to get a lot of the loop.
Because it's at noon.
People are in the loop because it's right at the Cultural Center, and it's in Preston Bradley Hall, the beautiful room with the mosaic, the Tiffany Dome, and it's just such a beautiful space. And again, we start off with the Lion Dancers because that's the first day of Chinese New Year, so they will be making a lot of noise. And then we will have our award-winning Flying Fairies dance troupe performing a beautiful ribbon dance with these gigantic 20-foot ribbons. It's phenomenal. And then there will be martial arts and our peepa master that performs in the Silk Road. His name is Yang Wei, and he'll be making a special performance. And then we'll get a sneak peek of the China National Peking Opera Company, that is the troupe that's coming over from China this year to perform.
And they're performing.
And,
And they're performing,
Thursday.
Wow, it just, there's just, the great thing is there's so much, I don't know how you do that. Julie Ma, I've admired you for a long time, but this, it gets more involved and more extravagant every year. At the Apple Store on Michigan Avenue on Saturday, February 9th from 1 to 3:30. Now, what goes on there?
Well, I like to think of this is a new thing.
Yeah.
And we're so happy that the Apple, well, Apple as a company has embraced Chinese culture by adding the teapot, the instrument that I was just talking about a moment ago.
Sure.
Which is a Chinese lute. They've added it into GarageBand. And so I view this event as basically teapot meets GarageBand.
Oh, how neat.
So Yang Wei is going to be performing, and then the people in the audience will be given iPads and learn how to play the teepaw in GarageBand.
Oh,
and then he's
going
to take all the music that they create and improvise with it at the end to make this last finale piece. So it's going to be
unbelievable.
Just phenomenal.
And then I love the title of the next thing, the thing that takes place Friday, February 15th at the Roosevelt Collection Shops, that gathering of stores on Roosevelt Road, 150 Roosevelt Road, the pig freeze. What is that?
That is, they came up with it, but I love the name.
Yeah, I know, me too.
They're going to have this larger-than-life pig sculpture, an ice sculpture, which they're going to be unveiling at that
event. And that's a day where you're hoping that it's really cold out.
Exactly. We really hope that day will be cold and the next day will be warm.
Yeah, it's perfect, perfect. And then you go. I just had Michelle Boone on from Navy Pier talking about the exhibit, the beach that is in the Aeon Grand Ballroom. It will be gone by next Sunday. And on Saturday, February 16th, you'll be there, right?
Yes, and we're so grateful that Michelle supports our event there every year.
Yeah, she's great.
Such fun at Navy Pier every year because it's such an amazing space. So the whole Aeon Ballroom will be transformed into a Chinese night market.
Oh.
They are so amazing. They even black out all the windows, so it gives it this very festive. And then we hang this huge red pagoda, and then we have these drummers, and we have a stage, really great stage, and all kinds of performers from the entire Chicagoland area that perform Chinese dance, music, martial arts, a Chinese yo-yo. Our throat singer will be there, as well as Yang Wei. And so it's just an extravaganza of Chinese arts.
Well,
and we also
real
have a marketplace
throughout
the floor where you can buy all kinds of little Chinese kachaskas. You can get your name written in Chinese calligraphy.
Ugh.
You can have a glitter tattoo of a dragon or a pig. It's a really, really fun event, and we always have a lot of people come, and it's all free. And except for the marketplace, of course, you have to buy the things in the marketplace. But
you're not giving things away.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, this is a great thing, Julie. It gets Julie Ma. It gets more extravagant, and I think more entertaining, and I think also more enlightening. With every passing year, you are a woman of immense creativity, but you're also a tireless soul. Julie, it's great to talk to you. I want to end with, if we can, if Ernie's around, a little bit more music. What's this last piece that we can hear? What's the last piece you sent? Because Ernie wants
very,
he says it's very upbeat. My great engineer, Ernie Skatton, says it's very upbeat, and I think to end, you've been very upbeat as usual, Julie Ma. Tell us what this is before we hear it.
This is a very traditional Chinese piece played during the holidays, and it's being performed by Yang Wei, the Pipa master that I've mentioned a few times.
Who is all over here. He's at the Navy Pier thing, too.
He's at the Navy Pier event. And I did also want to just briefly mention that event on Thursday. It's a student matinee of the Chinese National Peking Opera that's going to be presented by Symphony Center Presents on the 10th.
Right.
But this is an event for students, so it's a matinee, it's a school performance, and we definitely welcome school field trips that want to come It's at the Benito Juarez Community Academy.
Oh, that's a nice place, yeah.
It's a wonderful place that just right near Chinatown, and we always get a lot of students from that area come.
Sure.
And it's a wonderful event.
Julie, you're
and
the greatest.
I did want to mention that Two Chicago has definitely helped us with being able to present all of this, and we have to
nice people
give them a shout
there.
Out.
Nice people over there. Julie, you're the best. ChineseFineArts.org. And we will end this segment and say goodnight to Julie with a piece of music. Perfect. This is nicely up. As I said before, ChineseFineArts.org, they really have a number of fantastic events for this, the Year of the Pig.